AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With a week of shopping left before Christmas and Hanukkah, the rush is on to get to stores or to make those online orders in time for the holidays. Retail analyst Britt Beamer says shoppers are having some problems, though, finding bargains and deep discounts.
They've seen none of those in a big enough way to get them shopping. So if retailers don't get on the stick this weekend and next week, they're going to see, they may become a retail museum versus a retail store at the end of Christmas.
So far this year, retail spending is up by 2%, slightly lower than at this time a year ago. The rate of online spending is outpacing buying at brick-and-mortar stores. The weather may be a factor as people try to make those trips to the stores, especially in the east.
There's a combination of freezing rain from the Washington, D.C. area northeastward into the Philadelphia area, southern Pennsylvania. And to the north of that, there's snow from New York City westward into parts of southern New York and northern Pennsylvania.
Forecaster Bob Orovec says there also continues to be frigid weather in the upper plains and Midwest. China claims it's in contact with U.S. military officials after its military seized an unmanned underwater drone this week in one of the most serious incidents between the two militaries in years.
The Pentagon says the unmanned glider was collecting unclassified data like water temperature and salinity in the South China Sea. A civilian Navy ship was in the process of recovering it when a Chinese warship approached.
Put a small boat in the water and took the UUV.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the Chinese ship acknowledged radio communications but ignored demands that the glider be given back. The U.S. has now formally issued a diplomatic complaint.
It is ours. It's clearly marked as ours. We would like it back, and we would like this not to happen again.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Diplomats are trying to find ways to ease the humanitarian crisis in Aleppo. France says it'll call for an emergency meeting at the U.N. General Assembly if an agreement is not reached soon. This is AP Radio News. President Obama and his family have begun their holiday vacation in Hawaii. Before leaving Washington, Michelle Obama reflected on the president's time in office.
The First Lady told Oprah Winfrey, President Obama has conveyed a reassuring message over the last 8 years.
Having a grown-up in the White House who can say to you in times of crisis and turmoil, hey, it's going to be okay.
Michelle Obama says her husband's message of hope wasn't just a slogan. He was able to inspire hope.
We feel the difference now.
Yeah.
See, now we're feeling what not having hope feels like.
The First Lady did not mention Donald Trump by name. The Oprah Winfrey interview airs Monday on CBS. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A powerful earthquake struck off the coast of Papua New Guinea in the Pacific Ocean today. A tsunami threat was issued for areas near the epicenter, possibly with waves up to 9 feet high expected. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.